Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Braisa Named Aleph teaches a halacha. What happens when paid workers come into their employer's property, claim their paycheck? They want to get paid for their work, and while they are there, they get injured by the ox or the dog in the chatzer. They get bit, they get injured and harmed in one way or another. The halacha is that the homeowner is exempt, although there is a bit of a discussion. That is the conclusion. We discussed animals on one's private property in our Masechta already on a number of occasions. We must remember two points. Number one, in this case, these individuals, these workers, came onto the property without permission to do so. They're inside of the homeowners, of the employer's chatzer, of his courtyard, and that's not something they were permitted to go in to do. So we don't expect the homeowner to have his dog on a leash or locked up in his home turf. And secondly, follow on to this, in many ways, adarava, in terms of having the dog there, the whole purpose of the dog is to prevent trespassers. The Rama, Choshen Mishpat, Simshin Pei Tes Yud, points out that if they would have had permission to enter the property to lodge their complaint and ask for their money, and then would have got bitten, the homeowner would indeed be liable for any damage that would cause. He would be expecting guests. He'd know that he has to lock up his dog, and so on and so forth. What would be the halacha in a case like this, which is discussed in Mishpatei Torah Bava Kama Siman Samech Aleph? You have a large garden that's attached to a house, and its fence was breached by the public. People were using this opening to gain access as a shortcut, walking in this person's private property to get to a road that's on the other side, and it saved people a lot of time to walk through that person's private property. So what did he do? He put up signs, no trespassing, this is illegal, so on and so forth, but to no avail, people didn't listen. So what did he do? After that, his next step was he went out and he bought a big guard dog and he tied it to chains. And the purpose of it was there to bark and scare people who were trying to get through and use his property as a shortcut. It happened that one person once went through and ended up getting bitten by the dog. Now, the halacha is it's private property of the dog owner. And this is not considered a path that the public became entitled to use. This is called in halacha a meitzar sheherziku bo rabim. Something we discussed also recently in Bava Kama, where an individual wants to change the public access to a path that was on his property. The halacha is, once it's been established as a public use path, it's very difficult halachically to allow or to give this person the permission to change the access to a public path. But if it hasn't been officially given that status, Meitzar Sheherziku Bo Rabim, a path that there's a chazaka, there's an established presence, there's established use of that area by the public, and what the people were doing was trespassing, which is a form of theft, unless he had designated a passage or he agreed with them walking through, then it would gain the status of such a public use access. But in this case, the Baal Habayit, the owner, the employer, was against having his property being used as a shortcut. This dog, since it was closed into a private space, the dog does not have a requirement of Shmiratan Alecha, of being guarded, the guarding of that animal being upon the employer, or upon the homeowner in this case. This would be the case, even if someone didn't notice all the signs up, the halacha would be the same.